From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. At this hour, still no response from North Korea. On Saturday, the United Nations Security Council voted unanimously, 15-0, to approve a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of about $1 billion a year in revenue. That money helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program, and it's about a third of what the country produces in exports. The resolution to place added sanctions on North Korea is in response to that rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The tests showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with the North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Sunday at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests, a warning to North Korea by foreign ministers from the 10 ASEAN countries, is expected to soothe the U.S. government, which the ministers hope will play a stronger role in their region. ASEAN's foreign ministers want to help improve relations between North and South Korea. Each Korea claims the other, despite self-rule on each side since the 1950s. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.